yes, yes. It's Help Meet Sips and Tips time. Help Meet Sips and Tips time. Time where we take a sip of our sparkling, sit back, relax, and have a good time together, learning how to be help meets that are suitable, because that's what God called for us to be. So come on, let's take some time. We're going to set an atmosphere. Let's take some time so you know what to do when you come in for our help meet time. You decree, you declare, because this is the season of the mouth, and you want to make sure you are putting things in the atmosphere. You want to say it. You want to decree it. You want to declare it. If you decree a thing, it shall be established. So I am a help meet suitable. I'm saying it out of my mouth. You type it in. You say it. And then let me know, what are you sipping today? Because I have watermelon sparkling. Yeah, it's kind of good. I'm sort of loving it a little bit. It's got a little bit of cucumber in it. I mean, how many of you have been adding things like lemon, a cucumber to your drinks lately? Because we're trying to be healthy, so we have to put healthy things even in our drinks. And it's good. It is good. So decree and declare with me, I'm a help meet suitable. I am Yvette Benton, author of Help for the Help Meet book and workbook. We are looking at ways to set an atmosphere. Ways to set an atmosphere. Because as a help meet suitable, you are really over or in charge of, you are responsible for the atmosphere. God expects us to set an atmosphere in the home. The husband, the king, is in charge. But you help me, you have the ability to set an atmosphere. Things are different when a help meet suitable is in the home. Things are different when a help meet suitable is praying and decreeing. Things are just different when you take on the role of the atmosphere setter. Ooh, I like that. Just the sound of that. Wait a minute. I'm an atmosphere setter. I like that. I can shift an atmosphere. My presence shall shift an atmosphere. I think I might be starting with the declaration before we get started, but we'll see what God is saying. But I just like the way that sounds. Help me. You can shift an atmosphere. You can change an atmosphere. You can set an atmosphere. You don't let the enemy set an atmosphere. You set the atmosphere that God says you should have in your home. So this Tuesday, we were praying to set an atmosphere. We were praying for the king's gifts and call. And when we prayed for the king's gifts and calling, if you haven't seen that, it's on YouTube. It's on our page. You've got to hear the prayer over the kings. We were praying over their gifts. We were praying over their calling. And what God said was, be a vessel of peace. That thing has been rolling around in me. Be an instrument of peace. God has been saying you have the ability to set the atmosphere of peace in your home. Don't let the enemy tell you. Don't let the enemy come in and set the atmosphere for your home. Uh-oh, that's a sip right there. The enemy will not set the atmosphere in my home. Oh, I think we better sip. But let me tell you. The enemy will not set the atmosphere in my home. Will not. So as we were praying, God was saying, you be a vessel of peace. That means I want to use you to bring the peace. So we were calling on the Prince of Peace. And while we were calling on the Prince of Peace, God was like, you be the peace. You shift the peace in the house. You become the vessel that I can use to have peace in your home. So I thought today, God, what do we want to talk about? And God said, let's talk about ideas to shift an atmosphere. Let's talk about the fact that you have the authority to shift the atmosphere. First, you have to believe that you can shift it. You have to understand that you have the authority to walk into a house and say, peace. Be still, because I have authority. Because God has given me authority and power over all powers of the enemy. Give me a sip. God has given me authority and power over all powers of the enemy, but because I'm a child of God, because I'm a daughter of the King, because I'm a helpmeet that's suitable, I understand my authority. And if I say peace be still, demons have to flee because I said so. Let me sip on that. I need you to believe that. I need you to receive that. I need you to know that. So when you're in the house and there's no peace, God says you have the authority to be a vessel of peace and say, God, use me to bring peace in this home. One thing that happened to me, I start when Gerald and I were separated and we were still having a lot of trouble in our marriage. God said in the world, when he goes out to the world, things like drugs and perversion and confusion and failure and lack, all those things are bothering him, are coming at him. Yes, he has choices. Yes, he knows the word. Yes, it's up to him to make the right decisions. But when he comes home, all I want him to feel is peace. And I was like, well, that's his problem. He was doing this, that, or the other, and he would. But Holy Spirit told me to be still. Oh, okay. I don't know about you, but Holy Spirit told me to be still. Be still, Yvette. When he comes in this house, I need him to feel the peace. I need him to feel a difference when he walks into the house. There should be a difference in the atmosphere here than the atmosphere in the world. Oh, Jesus. There should be a difference in the atmosphere in your home. Help me. Than the atmosphere the King deals with in the world. Maybe that's a big difference. If there's just as much confusion in the house as there is in the world. I need that Selah moment. If there's just as much confusion, strife, division, craziness, silliness, arguments, if that's in the house. Now, I'm not saying things have to be perfect because we are perfecting. But when you change the atmosphere, it's intentional. So I had to intentionally think, okay, what does peace sound like? What does peace look like? What does peace feel like? What does peace smell like? You think I'm kidding? Holy Spirit, when I asked, Holy Spirit was like, change the smell in the house. Now, the house didn't stink, but Holy Spirit told me what scent can't, the little candle waxes. We don't burn actual candles, but we put those little waxes in the warmer. And he told me what scent to have in the house. My husband walked in and was like, oh, it smells so good. And he took a deep breath. That's actually something Holy Spirit told me to listen for. Actually said, pay attention when he relaxes and takes a deep breath. Lord, teach me how to bring the peace. And then he said, watch the tone in your voice, Yvette. Watch the tone in your voice. Does the tone in your voice bring peace? Help me. Does the tone in your voice bring peace? Or does the tone in your voice kick peace out? Oh, Lord Jesus, I had to work on that thing. Holy Spirit was like, your tone can bring the peace or push the peace out. You can cause peace to stay, or you can invite peace to take a hike. You've got that power. So I brought the peace in the house, and then I was like, okay, Lord, show me how. Show me how to keep this peace in this house. Show me how to be a vessel, meaning God, use me. Help my face. Help my tone. Help my attitude. Help me be a vessel of peace. I know the world is going to tell you, if you do all of that, what's he going to do? First of all, God is not holding you accountable for what someone else does. But he is holding you accountable, help me, for what he asked you to do. If you ask the Lord to show me how, Show me what I need to do. Show me what I'm not doing. Why wouldn't Holy Spirit lead you to exactly the peace that your king needs? Exactly the peace that your king needs. You are an instrument. When we were praying, God said, you are an instrument of peace. So be used by me. Be used by the Prince of Peace to bring peace into the home. So if there is no peace, let's shift the atmosphere. So there's smells, there's tone, there's things that needed to be in the house. And help me, we've talked about it, snacks. And having things arranged like your king wants them arranged. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Certain things are in certain places in my house because that's the way the king wants them. Now, I might not like it, but the king can have what the king wants to have. Now, I'm not saying I don't suggest things. I'm not saying he doesn't ask me. I'm not saying, but when things were challenging, oh no. The chairs, the sheets, all of that. When we were dealing with reconciliation, did I want the chair where I wanted the chair or did I want peace? I had to make a choice. Did I want this or did I want that or did I want peace? Did I want the final say or did I want peace? I wanted peace. I wanted to be a vessel of peace. I wanted some things to happen in my home and I needed to kick confusion out. Discord, I needed to kick discord out. I needed to kick bitterness out of my house. So I asked God, and some of the things, let me be honest, let me be transparent. You know I will. Some of the things that Holy Spirit led me to, I had to get some deliverance to do it. Let me get this sip. Are you going to be honest? Oh, some of the things that Holy Spirit asked me to do, I needed deliverance to do because I didn't want to. Oh, and God said, now, is this you being disobedient to me? Because now we got to work that out. You don't need to be disobedient. You asked me for something. Uh-oh. You prayed. I told you how you can get what you prayed for, but you don't want to do it. So now we have a problem, you and me, because you don't want to submit. You better get the deliverance you need to submit to God, because many of us know exactly what it's going to take to have a strong marriage, to have a king, to have reconciliation. God already told you. Holy Spirit already revealed it. The difference? It takes deliverance to be submitted. It takes deliverance to be honest. It takes deliverance to bring the peace. You can't bring peace and confusion at the same time. Good. Take a sip. I think you need to take two sips. You cannot bring peace and confusion at the same time. So get the deliverance that you need. Let some things go. You tell all those people that are telling you, you don't need to do this and you don't need to do that. Oh no, honey. Jesus told me to do this, to bring the peace in my home. If Susie and Sally don't want to bring peace to their home, but you know what you prayed for, you don't let anybody tell you what you should not have to do, should not do, and all of that. If the Holy Spirit tells you to do something and you can't do it, then you gotta ask God for deliverance. Heal me, deliver me so I can be obedient to you, because I want my prayers answered. I want my prayers answered. I don't want my prayers hindered. I want my relationship the way it needs to be. I want what you promised me. And if you're telling me this, Holy Spirit, you're not going to leave me wrong. You're not going to leave me astray. You're not going to tell me anything negative. You're not going to tell me anything that's going to hurt me. What you're going to do, Holy Spirit, is tell me things that's going to cause my flesh to die. Flesh has to die for you to be suitable. So here are some suggestions. Ask God to heal you. Ask God, how can you be an instrument of peace and what's standing in the way? and stop telling Holy Spirit what you will not do. Because if we got to change the smell in the house, if I got to change the my eyebrows, whatever I have to do, because I want peace. I want my prayers answered. I want the marriage that God promised me. I want my king to be pleased. I want to be a helpmeet suitable. Decree it. Declare it. And then you got to do it. You bring peace in the home. And you kick out confusion. So when your king enters the home, he feels an atmosphere that was set by his helpmeet. If you're waiting for a king, learn how to set an atmosphere. Anoint your house with oil. Pray in your house. Worship in your house. Be concerned about the way things look. Be concerned about when you open the door, what does it feel like? What's the atmosphere like? Shift it and cause peace to come in and discord to get out. Hey, I'm so glad we spent some time together. I got to think about some things. I might have to anoint a little bit more. I got to shift some things. Whatever you have to do. Whatever you have to do. Because this flesh will die. So I can be the helpmeet that is suitable that God has called me to be. That's it. Definitely my husband, my king benefits. But it's not my king that asked me to be a helpmeet. It's my God that created me as a helpmeet. Think about that. We'll talk about that maybe next week. But I need you to think about that, helpmeets. All right. I enjoyed sparkling watermelon cucumber today. Go to GeraldandYvette.com for all kinds of resources. Make sure you're writing in your journal. Do you have your journal? Do you have your book and workbook? You need your book. You need your workbook. We're going to be helpmeets that are suitable. Get your book. Get your workbook. Make sure that you are doing exactly what God has called you to do. Go to GeraldandYvette.com. Start shifting the atmosphere in your home. Be the peace in your home. Be the peace shifter. Be the atmosphere shifter. That's right. We didn't make a declaration. I am the peace in my home. Oh, Lord. Some of you need to put, I'm the atmosphere shifter. Some of you need to put, I am the atmosphere shifter. I'm the peace in my home. Oh, glory to God. I'm the atmosphere shifter. Go to GeraldandYvette.com. I'm so excited about this. I want to hear testimonies about a shift in your atmosphere. I want to hear testimonies about Holy Spirit giving you that one nugget, that one strategy, and you seeing a difference in the way your king relaxes. You seeing a difference in the way your king responds to you. You're seeing a difference in the way he can come from the outside confusion and come into the inside and feel the peace. Feel the peace. Declare it. I am the atmosphere shifter. You are the atmosphere shifter in your home. Don't let anybody take that away from you. Don't let anybody tell you that you don't need to do that. You will do what God called you to do to be a helpmeet that is suitable. Ooh, I'm excited for you. I'm excited for me. I'm excited for the households. I'm excited for the kings. Be the atmosphere shifter. Ask God, what do I need to do to bring the peace? Because I am a vessel of peace. Decree it, declare it, and make it happen, helpmeets. Make it happen. Thank you so much for spending some time with me.
I'm Yvette Benton, your podcast host. We are submitted and strong. Don't let anyone tell you can't be both.